Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report. Pete Huff from Best Damn Guide Service joins us. Pete, we've had a little bit warmer temperatures, some rain. How has that impacted the ice across the region?
Well, the ice is still holding up, but I think it's good for the lakes. It makes more oxygen with the rain we're having, and should get, once the fish are acclimated, should make for good fishing.
Awesome. So what have you heard? What have you experienced yourself here about fishing across the region?
Well, I've been in the Madison Chain, Kiganza, getting some perch and bluegills there, Wabisa, the same, Mud Lake. There was a show on this past weekend with that, and fish are biting good there. And Fox Lake, there's still a good crappie bite, and some walleyes at night, and Beaver Dam, crappies and some walleyes, not legal size, but there's bitey fish out there.
Sure. How about over at Winnebago? Are there still a lot of people having success at Winnebago?
Yeah. I know some people fish, and I have not personally been there, but here they're getting some perch. They're kind of finicky unless you get in the right school, and then you can catch some good fish, but move around until you get in a good group of fish, and then, you might get more than if you're on the edges.
Hey, have you heard about anything ice conditions up north? If people are maybe heading up there this weekend or taking some January time to head up into the Northwoods, has the fishing been still good up there?
I've heard it's good ice and stuff, but there's a lot of slush in the lakes. With the snow and the melting, it created slush. So snowmobilers and fishermen have to deal with slush in the Northwoods.
All right. Tell us about Best Damn Guide Service if people want to go ice fishing with you or else book something this summer.
Yeah, if you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Damn Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's head to DNS Bait and Tackle right now in Madison and bring in Pat. Pat, so what's the ice fishing been like as we flip that calendar to 2026?
It's been great. We're kicking the year off to a great start here in town. The bluegill fishing around town remains fantastic in a lot of the shallow bays. Monona Bay is the absolute star of the whole state of Wisconsin, really. It's got to be the best bluegill ice fishing spot in the state. Continues to crank out a bunch of fish. But also places like Lake Wabisa on the north end, south end have been seeing fish. They've been getting perch out in the deeper water on Lake Kiganza. Lake Mendota isn't quite there yet. It just capped over on New Year's Day, which was a great New Year's Day surprise, but we haven't had a lot of cold weather since then, so hopefully this next week, it sounds like there's some cold weather coming in, and that'll get us out on the big lake finally here.
So have the bluegills been pretty big as well, and not only with people having a success catching them, but they've been decent sized as well?
It's actually not bad. You would think, there's 100 people down there on a Wednesday. Weekends, you got two, maybe even 300 people down there. Everybody's catching fish, and it's a lot of there's some sorting that you have to do, but the size structure overall, there's a lot of 7.5 to 8.5 inch fish, and it's really great to see. Lake Monona really is a very special place as far as being able to crank out bluegills. It's a bluegill factory down there.
Well, if some people are coming to Madison area to fish, you have to stop at DNS Bait and Tackle. Tell everybody where you're located and what you'll find in the shop besides all the best knowledge around.
Yeah, sure. We're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. Of course, we have a full selection of tackle to get you out on the ice, and we got a wide selection of bait, everything to get anything you need in the Madison area ice fishing-wise. Like you mentioned, we also, most importantly, what separates us from a lot of the big box places is that we have our fingers on the pulse of kind of what's going on around town here. So we're happy to offer any advice to anybody that comes in or calls the shop. But we also do a weekly fishing report every Friday. I publish that on our social media, DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. Otherwise, we do have an old school phone line you can call too, and that the number there is 608 Big Fish.
All right, Pat, I appreciate the time. We'll chat with you next week.
Pleasure as always, Wade. You take care.
It is very busy over in Fox Lake. At least I know Fishtails is always busy, and we're going to bring in Dave right now. Dave, how's 2026 been treating you so far?
Well, it's been very good. I mean, the fishing is outstanding. The flow of traffic through the bait shop has been incredible. It's starting off really good.
I was going to say, you said it's been busy. What have people been catching? Where have they been catching it out on Fox Lake?
Well, the crappie bites happening all around the lake, off Maple Point, off the islands. Anywhere out in the basin area has been super. I was out yesterday, and there's still really good ice, 9 inches plus. Yeah, we're going to take a little bit of a hit with the rain coming and everything else, but I think it'll be fine for our fisheries and stuff like that. But, you know, I worked last Saturday, and I've never been so busy in a day. And there was hundreds and hundreds of people out on the lake, and not a one of them drove a vehicle. So, I mean, a truck or whatever. So, I mean, there's still a lot of people going out. A lot of people have wheelers and that kind of thing, and it's perfectly safe. But, yeah, the bite's been phenomenal. I mean, the guys fishing at night for walleyes are catching a bunch of fish, really nice fish. The pike guys are getting their fish. And the crappie bite, like I say, is just all over the lake. I mean, my thing is just to stay away from the big groups, and I've done quite well.
No matter what you're fishing for, they've been having some success at Fox Lake?
Absolutely, yes. And local lakes, too. Fall River had their fishery this past weekend, which was a zoo, but they did really well over there. They're getting some fish on Big Green. They're getting some walleyes on Beaver Dam. You know, the ice is still, you know, a little iffy on Beaver Dam in areas, but Fox Lake is really good for solid ice just about anywhere you want to go.
All right, well, there's a couple of events coming up in January that people need to put on their radar, put it on their phones, write a note for the fridge. Tell us about, I guess we'll start with the Fox Lake Legion Post 521 has their fishery coming up January 24th.
Yes. Yeah, that's our biggest fundraiser of the year. I've been in charge of organizing it for many, many years. We have $5,000 in prizes this year, which is three times more than normal. It's not necessarily just for fishermen anymore. The public is welcome. You're welcome to get in all the bucket raffles and things like that. You don't have to fish. So you can stop in starting Friday and buy some raffle tickets. Again, you don't have to be present to win. The guys that are going to fish, and there'll be plenty, our door prizes and attendance prizes. We're giving away an auger just for getting in the fishery. So, you know, it's only $10 adults, $5 for kids. And the kids are going to win a rod and reel and all kinds of gear. So it's going to be a good thing. And we're still going to do it whether the ice conditions are poor or not. We're still doing all our raffles and everything.
Okay, again, that's January 24th. It's at 7 a.m. till 2 p.m. Again, where is it actually located out in Fox Lake?
Well, you can sign up at the Legion or the Boathouse. You can go out from wherever you want. All fish registration will be done at the Boathouse. And we have posters throughout the area that explain everything. But, yeah, anything you catch, you would have to register at the Boathouse. But you can sign up right now and even buy some raffle tickets at the Legion or the Boathouse.
Okay, so you have that weekend. And then the next weekend, there's another big event out by you guys, isn't there, at Fishtails?
Oh, yeah, that's our big fishery for the weekend. It's the 30th, 31st, and 1st of February, and that's an all-week. Well, it starts Friday, but it ends Sunday afternoon, and it's again, a really big fundraiser. The money that is made goes to stock in our lake, so it's really important. And again, Tim will have a big tent set up, bands, food, all kinds of raffles. It's quite the event. Most of the people that come to it have been there for years and stuff, but yeah, that's a biggie.
Awesome, and again, stop out the Fishtails if you want to learn more about that one as well.
You can sign up here or buy tickets here, any information you need or whatever, but yeah, please partake in our fisheries because they're very important for both organizations.
Awesome, and tell us about Fishtails if people haven't been out there. Where are you located, when are you open, and what do they find inside the store?
Well, we're right downtown Fox Lake next to the river. We've been opening at 5 a.m. on weekends. We're normally open 6 to 6, but 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Hey, Dave, I appreciate all you do. We'll see you at Fishtails.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine. Your local experts and proud dealers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency, and Mako boats. Whether you're into leisurely cruises or serious fishing, All Out Marine has the perfect boat for you. Catch All Out Marine at the Milwaukee Boat Show, January 16th through the 25th. Explore the newest models, discover industry trends, and talk one-on-one with the experts. All Out Marine is located at Highways 41 and D in Allenton, your trusted, family-owned, independent tracker dealer. All Out Marine, going all out for you.
ESPN Outdoors Report brings in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland, here. Rick, I guess it's a resident indoorsman it's been for you the last few days. Has that been the case?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. There's no outdoorsman in me this week. I got the old crud going around, the influenza, and pretty much been on the couch for the last 4 days. So, yeah, it pretty much sucks. I haven't been out ice fishing. I don't even go out and get the mail, for Christ's sake. So
you didn't even go painting any lures? You didn't have any strength to do that as well?
No, nothing. I mean, watch TV and try to sleep. I mean, that's about it. So it's terrible.
Well, what have you heard from, I know all your buddies have been out across the region and your contacts. What have you been hearing about fishing from your perspective?
Well, you know, when I look out my window last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I mean, there's literally 1,000 people out here on Fox Lake, and a lot of my buddies don't like the big crowds. So I had quite a few of them go venture off on different lakes, and it's a lot of lakes you never hear from, like Spring Lake over by Big Green. They caught some giant bluegills over there. Lake Emily, with they're producing a lot of northern pike. Rock Lake over by Lake Mills was just phenomenal, fish after fish after fish. And I had a lot of guys actually go to the Mississippi River this last weekend and caught like literally 12 to 14 inch perch on the Mississippi River.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, they were sending me pictures and it's just like, man, too bad you aren't here and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, they walk off and they find a nice little slough and just loaded with these giant bluegills and perch. And so...
So the Mississippi is frozen this time of year? Do they shore fish, or how does that work?
Well, a lot of times the main channel doesn't freeze because of the current, unless it gets like really, really cold. You know, a lot of the ships that don't go up and down, but all these back sloughs. I mean, when you get to the Mississippi River, 90% of the river is all these back sloughs and back channels that, you know, go for miles. And a lot of these fish get off the main channel and they go back in these sloughs and that's where they winter. And yeah, you find the right slough and it's just, it's lights out. And there's a lot of guides on the Mississippi River because the ice is so unstable that run airboats.
Okay.
But you don't need that hire a guide with airboats. I mean, there's a lot of places from Prairie du Chien all the way to La Crosse that, you know, you can just pull aside of the road and, you know, go off a boat launch and you're in a slough and start fishing.
All good stuff there. So, you know, obviously the warmer weather shouldn't impact the ice around here too much, do you think? Do you think we'll be okay getting through the warmer weather in the rain?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. This morning, there was three videos on Facebook this morning on guys drilling holes, you know, right offshore that had 8 to 9 inches 3 days ago and now are down to 3 inches. One of them was Little Green and one of them was Rock Lake over in, by Lake Mills. They were getting 3 to 4 inches by a long shore that was 9 inches 3 days ago. Yeah, you know, definitely, you know, ice is never safe, but, you know, the weather like this is not good for anybody.
Well, tell us about Raw Bass Customs. If people are getting some lures ready as they're looking maybe to the ice melting and things like that, what do they need to know about Raw Bass Customs?
Well, I paint 70 different blanks for bass, muskie, walleye, and pike in any color combination you could imagine. They're available here at Fishtails in Fox Lake, Eminent Tackle and Portage, and Dick Smith down in Pewaukee is probably your closest spot.
Okay, Rick Wentland, our resident outdoorsman, I appreciate the time. Let's get you back on your feet so you can get back out fishing.
That sounds good, buddy.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.